smarter, not harder. You're still getting things done just as well. And at the end of the day, that's what matters. Not that you are so tough because you suffered through it, but why not use your brain? Why not use a little bit of smarts to avoid some of that suffering and still get to where you want to be? Episode 610 of DizRun's Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, train smarter, not harder. Hey guys, today's episode of the show is brought to you by the book, Be Ready on Race Day. The book I wrote that was released earlier this spring of 2018, finally came into fruition, and hopefully it's been helping some people since then. And if you haven't checked it out yet, basically it's a book that is helping you to design your own training plan. So if working with a coach isn't in the budget right now, is not something that you can swing financially, or maybe you don't even want to, maybe you don't want to have that pressure or that extra added accountability that working with a coach can provide, but you're also fed up with the idea of a one-size-fits-all plan. Because let's be honest, one size doesn't fit all, doesn't fit most, doesn't fit hardly anybody, but just one, because we're all unique. We're all unique runners, unique goals, dreams, ambitions, and ability levels. So, the best way to be ready for your race is to have a plan that's created specifically for you. And if you don't want to have somebody else to do it, why not do it yourself? And that's what the book is all about, giving you everything you need to know to create your own custom training plan. So if you haven't checked it out yet, head over to BeReadyOnRaceDay.com, which redirects you to the page on my website that is all about the book. You can get some sample chapters, get a feel for it, see what you think about it. You can get over on Amazon and get the book or read some of the reviews that are there and see if you think that might be something that would be helpful for you. It's not me doing it for you. It's you. It's me telling you how I do it for the athletes that I work with and giving you everything you need to do to be able to do it for yourself. So check it out, BeReadyOnRaceDay.com, or just search for Be Ready on Race Day on an Amazon near you. So today, talking about working smarter, not harder. And maybe that is a perfect tie-in for the book, because teaching you how to do your own training plan and instead of just relying on something that's not created for you. So that's kind of working harder instead of working smarter. Do something that actually is created for you in mind. And the genesis of this episode, or the main reason behind it, is a couple of fold. One, it's just one of my favorite sayings, work smarter, not harder. Why bang your head against the wall doing something the difficult way? If not always is the case, but if there's an opportunity to use your brain, do something a little bit different, make it a little bit easier, still get the same benefit, still get the same results. I'm not talking about taking the easy way out and not getting to where you want to be, but if there's an easy way and a hard way to get to your ultimate goal, why not take the easy way? And no, if you're thinking that this is just another episode for me talking about doing heart rate training or slowing down, running easy, no, that's not what we're talking about today. Although it would work. It would be an apt subject or an apt way of introducing that topic. But today what I want to talk about specifically is your long run. I don't know about you, but more often than not, my long run usually goes pretty well until the last couple of miles. Adding on those last couple of miles, especially if you're in training form for a half or a full where you're bumping up the mileage, you're moving to the next, next couple miles out. You did 10 miles last week. Now you're doing 12 this week. You did 6 last week. You're doing 8 this week. It's always that next mile or two after what you've done previously, at least for me, that are the most difficult, that are where things really start to fall apart. And all you can do in that situation, more often than not, is to just grind through those miles, just suffer through those miles, right? I mean, that's part of the idea of training for a race, is that you're slowly but surely adding more miles, you're struggling through those miles at the end to make yourself stronger, mentally as well as physically, so that next week when you've got to go a little bit farther or when the race comes around, it's not that big of a leap. Like, all right, I've done this, I've put in the miles, I've put in the training, I can get to this point. That's the traditional way. That's the way that most of us do it. I'm guilty of doing it. I'm guilty of instructing my athletes to do it that way. Just slowly but surely adding a little bit of mileage here and there and ultimately using that to help you get to, where you're trying to be from a training perspective. The problem with that, of course, like I've already mentioned, is that every time you bump up that mileage a little bit, that new challenge, that new little bit of mileage can really be a struggle, can really be a grind. And there's going to be times in running that you need to grind, but there's also times that maybe you can be a little bit smarter, that you can train a little bit smarter and not have to suffer quite so much on those miles, but still get the same results, still get the same total mileage in without having those last couple of miles be the worst miles, the hardest miles, the most difficult miles of that training run. This also works if you find yourself in a situation like I have found myself in, where if you haven't heard yet, I will be speaking at the Pocatello Marathon on the 1st of September of this year, 2018. This literally just fell into my lap a week ago, where I didn't think that there was any chance that I needed to be marathon ready until the middle of October. All of a sudden, hey, our speaker fell through. Do you want to come speak at our race? Well, hell yes, I want to come speak at your race. Can I run the race as well? Absolutely, you can run the race as well. All right. Well, since I haven't done more than 15 miles since about June, and I have 3 weeks until the race, clearly I'm not marathon ready, but I'm trying to up my training a bit. So I'm trying to add some miles real quick. Maybe you've been in that situation. Well, how do you do that without, like I said, I mean, the longest run I've been on recently has been 12 miles or so, trying to get to 17, trying to get to 18, trying to get to 20. That's tough. Those last 5-6 mile jumps, that's going to be a real grind, a real struggle fest, a real suffer fest, not something that I'm going to enjoy. How can I get that work in by training smarter instead of training harder, instead of just sucking it up and grinning and bearing it and struggling through those miles? So if you find yourself in either of those situations now, gearing up towards a fall race or somewhere in the future where something falls in your lap and you're like, well, this is too good of an opportunity to pass up, even though maybe I'm not as ready for it as I would like to be, how can I get ready quickly? What I would suggest you do is to train smarter, not harder. How do you do that? By purposefully slowing way down at the beginning and giving yourself the permission to go a little bit harder at the end. So what I did last week, the first week that I knew I needed to be marathon ready, even though I haven't run, you know, in the last 6 weeks, I haven't run more than 12 miles in any one long run. I wanted to get to 16 or 17, a big jump. And even though I've got a pretty good base of fitness, I knew that if I just set out to run 16 or 17 miles, by the time I got to 14 or 15, I would be spent and I'd still have another mile or two and I'd be cursing myself, hating it, trying to get this damn run over with as quickly as possible. But I wouldn't be able to run very fast, so I'd be walking, struggling, hiking, not having a good time. So what I did was I decided that I was going to work smarter. I was going to strategically walk after every mile. So I'd go out, ran my first mile, then I strategically walked for about a tenth of a mile, just, you know, a minute and a half, something like that. And then I started running again. And I ran, just an easy pace, not pushing anything at all, just nice and steady. Ran until I got to mile two, walked again for a tenth of a mile. Ran until I got to mile three, walked again for a tenth of a mile. Repeated this pattern all the way out until I got to, I think, about mile 13 and a half, mile 14, something like that. And then I decided, all right, it's go time. It's go time. I'm going to run the rest of the miles until I get back to the car, which I figured was going to be a little over 3 miles, and it was. I ended up being at 17.08, I think. But I'm just going to run back. I'm going to ignore my heart rate monitor anymore. I'm not going to stop to walk because I'm starting to get kind of tired, starting to get sore. I want to get moving, get in motion and stay in motion. And lo and behold, because I had taken it very easy in the first 14 or 13 and a half miles of that run, I had the energy, I had the stamina, I had the strength in my legs to push pretty good. So if you look at my data on Garmin, I think the first 12 miles or something like that, the first 14 miles, pretty much average 12-minute pace. The last 3 miles, the last 3+ miles, averaged about 9:50. Because I didn't stop. I just went and got time on my feet, got the long run in for the day, hit the target, and lo and behold, I didn't feel too bad afterwards. I wasn't sore. I mean, my legs were tired on Sunday. That was on Saturday morning that I did that. My legs were tired on Sunday. But by Monday, good to go. Back onto normal training this week after jumping up my long run mileage by at least 5 miles over anything that I'd done at least in the last 6 weeks. I don't know, maybe it'd even been longer than that. So it's not the ideal way to train. It's not the best thing for your body to jump up like that, but it worked. And it worked because I trained smarter, not harder. I tried to keep things really easy at the beginning so I could have a little bit of extra energy at the end. So what I would like to leave you with today is kind of what I was saying earlier. If you're struggling to increase your mileage, if that last mile or two on those, you know, as you increase your longer runs, if that's always where you struggle, And that was how it was for my first marathon by far. I could run 10 miles, but the next week I had to do 11. Boy, that 10th to 11th mile was really tough. But then the week after that, I could get to 11 pretty good. But then 11 to 12 was really tough. If you're in that type of situation, if you like to suffer, suffer, whatever, that's on you. But I don't think most of us really enjoy the suffering too much if we can avoid it, right? Especially, like I said, if we can get the same result with a little bit less suffering, that, why not do that? So start a little bit slower. Maybe allow yourself to walk. Maybe plan to walk a few times here and there. Maybe you just set for a run-walk interval. Maybe you do what I do and just kind of say, all right, after a mile, I'm walking for X amount of time or X amount of distance. Then I'll start running again. Whatever it is. But give yourself that permission to go really, really casual at the beginning. Really, really easy. Because that way you're saving some extra energy, some extra oomph, some extra mental power, some extra mental focus for those last couple miles when things typically get tough. And then, then you'll have more of an ability to push through those miles, to have them not be as difficult, to be able to finish feeling pretty good about the run instead of finish feeling like, God, that last mile was terrible. No, you finish on a high. Yes, I pushed it hard at the last little bit. Or you just maybe stay on just the same strategy, but you've got the energy to keep going because you've conserved it a bit at the beginning. So something to think about. It'll still get you where you want to be. It's just as effective, but it's a whole lot less painful. And that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. As much as we like to have the, you know, it sounds better on social media. Like I'm not afraid to suffer or not, you know, I'm not afraid of pushing hard or when the going gets tough, the tough gets going, all that kind of crap. It sounds good. And, you know, to be clear, there is a time to grind it out. There is a time that maybe you don't really want to go for your run, but you just got to get out there and do it so that you'll be ready for your next event. You'll be prepared for your next race. But if there's a way to be a little bit smarter about it, make things a little bit easier to still get you there. And especially if you're struggling at the end of those long runs, like I said, there's nothing wrong with working smarter, not harder. It doesn't make you less of a runner. Doesn't make you less tough, less of a man, you know, less of a woman. It's an easier way to the ends. And there's, I don't see a downside to it. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. If you don't think that that's worthwhile, if you don't think that that's useful, let me know. I would love to hear that. I'd love to hear your reasoning why, because it doesn't make sense to me. Smarter, not harder. You're still getting things done just as well. And at the end of the day, that's what matters. Not that you are so tough because you suffered through it, but why not use your brain? Why not use a little bit of smarts to avoid some of that suffering and still get to where you want to be? So that's today's quick tip. Don't be afraid to work smarter, not harder. Still get the work done. Still do what you got to do. But if there's an easier way to do it, and easy is a loose term, a relative term. It's not easy, but it's a little bit less pain, a little bit less suffering. It's a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. What do you think? Agree? Disagree? Am I full of it? Let me know. Shoot me a tweet at DizRuns on the Twitter. Email DizRuns@gmail.com. And of course, you can head over to the show notes for this episode. We got the memes. We got the GIFs. We got the things going on there. DizRuns.com/610. We'll get you there. And you can leave a comment while you're at it. And let me know. Let me know. Am I full of it? Or is it something worth thinking about? Or is there something that maybe you're trying to figure out? I don't know exactly how to do this smarter. Well, let me know. Ask me a question. I'm happy to help out. That's what I'm here for. So let me know. But when in doubt, and when you're able to, I'm a proponent. Work smarter, not harder, y'all. Why make it life more difficult on yourself than it already is? So with that, we'll go ahead and wrap this thing up. Hope that this was helpful. Hope this was useful. If it was, go ahead and share it. And while you're at it, spread the word about Be Ready on Race Day as well. BeReadyOnRaceDay.com is the website. Find it on Amazon. Get yourself a copy and let me know what you think. And definitely once you get that medal afterwards, after you prepared for that race and ran a great race because of having your own training plan that you put together yourself, would love to see those photos as well. Love some race photo shots. Can't wait to see some more of those, especially as fall races start to come into focus. And I know people that have been using the book to train for their fall races. Can't wait to see that shiny stuff afterwards. But BeReadyOnRaceDay.com for all the information. And with that, let's go ahead and officially wrap this thing up. Still falling underneath the quota, I think. This might be the quickest quick tip we've had in a while. So I'm going to stop talking, start signing off. Be well. Take good care. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk soon, all right? See you.